Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Freedom Fighters, how is everyone tonight? We are preparing for Tuesday night prayer. Tag and tell a friend. Right now, let them know that we are live here tonight at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. here, Central Standard Time. This is your first time coming here on Tuesday nights. For Tuesday night, we have TMP, and we come to pray. And right now, we are in a series right now of prayer for a 21-day kingdom marriage fast. And so we will be praying and petitioning the throne of heaven for prayer for whatsoever it is that the Holy Spirit desires of us to pray through. And also there'll be some teaching. So we'll be touching on all parts of the body of Christ, not just singles, but those that are married, those that are engaged and dating, and so much more. Wherever you are on the spectrum, married, unmarried, we're coming together over the next 21 days. And so we're in our second week. We're in our second week of our 21-day fast. And tonight we'll be praying. And so tag, tell a friend again. And for those that are partnering with us on the 21 days, make sure you have your communion with you. So I have my communion here tonight for us to have communion together. So I'm so excited about that. We'll be partnering in a communion prayer and all other things that God has for us in preparation for the next, I'm not sure how many days. I haven't been counting day for day, to be honest. 21 days, I just know that we're in our second week. So I believe Thursday will be day 13 or day 14. I'll have to actually go back and track the days, but let's prepare to go forth in prayer. Say hello. I want to say hello to you guys on TikTok, those of you on YouTube, those of you on Facebook. I know there's not a lot of you on Facebook. Most of you tuning in from either TikTok or YouTube. So good night, good evening, good morning to some, for those that are internationally logging in. Krista G, good evening. How are you? God bless you. And so we will be getting into, I don't know. Well, we'll be able to see if we can pull up our Bible here. I actually did not bring it in here. I usually keep it here in my studio area, and I had planned to use my iPad, but I'm using my iPad to get on TikTok tonight. So if we could see if we could get the Bible pulled up for scripture, or I'm gonna have to get up and leave y'all sitting here, which I don't want to do. Hi, Keisha. Hi, Essence. How are you? How are you guys? Hello. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I hope all is well with everyone. I pray all is well. Yes. I pray all is well. Go ahead and take a moment, say hello to those that are in the chat. And as I get situated here, geez, what an evening it has been. Hey. You guys are ready. Hi, Greta Lynn. How are you? Good evening. Let's see, Smiley94, Mrs. Miller. Let's see. Hi, Access. Access Bella. Hi, how are you? Yes. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I could actually. Yep, I do have it. I can do that. That will work. What I was thinking. Hi, Tanisha. Hello. Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Okay. I am getting, we are ready to pray. Let's see. Well, my Bible app will not come up on my phone. My phone just don't want to cooperate with me at all tonight. Maybe if, nope, the app won't open at all. It will not open at all. Let's see. There's a couple scriptures I want to go over tonight. Hi, Nicole. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, how is everybody? I want to look at, I'm going to put a couple of them here in the chat here. Colossians 3, we'll look at 18 through 19. And probably I'm rebooting my phone, see how that goes. See if that works. Hello, hello. I'm here, y'all. I'm here. I am here. I am here. Glory be to God. My phone don't want to participate and cooperate, but we're pushing through. We're pushing through anyhow. So good evening. Good evening, everyone. God bless you. God bless you. May God keep you all as we prepare for tonight's prayer. Glory be to God. And all that God has for us here tonight. Let's go ahead and get our communion out. If you have your communion with you, go ahead and get that ready. I have it here. I have mine, so I'll give you a second to grab yours. And we'll start off in prayer, and then we'll continue. We shall continue. Let me know when y'all ready. Put a check in the chat. Put a I'm ready or something. If you don't have a communion cup and bread, you can use chips or a cracker, bread itself, any sort of juice, any type of juice or anything like that you can use. It doesn't have to actually be like a communion cup like I have right here. So if you don't have that, that is okay. Just use what you got. Use what you got. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't see anybody in the chat ready, but I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go ahead and get started so you can jump in and catch up for communion. Father God, we thank you this day as we come together, Father, in corporate prayer. We come together in your name, petitioning your throne tonight. Father, as we come before you, we thank you as we enter into communion at this time. Father, we just place before you anything that is in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives, Father God, that we are in need of repentance of this day. So Father, just we'll take this moment right now to repent of those things that have not pleased you, those things that are not from you, that have not been for you, Father God, anything that would deem us unworthy of receiving this manna today, of receiving this bread of life today, Father, anything that will make us guilty of the body and guilty of the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let us examine ourselves now. So right now, sisters and brothers, sons of God, please examine your hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to then begin to give you and or bring things to your remembrance that you may need to repent of right now in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for getting in our own way, Father. Forgive us for any envious thoughts, Father God, any evil thoughts, Father God, any unclean thoughts. Father, forgive us of the sins and the transgression and trespasses, Father God, that we have trespassed against you in the name of Jesus. We just ask that you will cleanse each and every one of us of unrighteousness. Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross for us, that gives us eternal salvation with you. Father, for even as of now, as we come together, we take this bread and we break it and we eat it in remembrance of you now. So go ahead and eat your bread. And now we'll prepare for the blood. Father, we thank you that Your body was broken for us, Father. We thank you for our sins, for our transgressions, for our iniquities and our trespasses. Father, we thank you that the blood heals, that the blood restores, the blood reconciles us back to God. We thank you, Father, that even as of now, we remember the suffering, Father, that you made on the cross for the crucifixion. We thank you that your blood, Father God, was shed for us so that we could escape eternal damnation in hell. Father, we thank you that your blood heals us. We thank you that it redeems us this day. We thank you, Lord, for being with us. We thank you, Lord, for touching us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood and the bread. And we take it now, Father, in remembrance of what you have done for us on the cross. And we take it in faith in the name of Jesus. You may now drink your communion. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. A little bit low. Okay. Now communion is complete and we are ready to pray. Hello, 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 guys. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name, Father, that your anointing breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage on our lives. Father, we thank you as we come before you, Father. We just want to humbly petition your face. We want to humbly petition your throne, Father. And we just ask you, Father God, to remove, Father God, anything in our hearts that may hinder us, that may prevent you, Father God, from meeting us in this place and in this space this day, Father. We just repent right now, Father, for even the sins and the iniquities of our ancestors and our forefathers, all the way back to Adam and Eve, Father, today. Father, we just thank you, Father, that even as we go back thousands of generations, Father, that you have already gone ahead of us into our future generations. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the washing. We thank you for the righteousness of God that allows us, Father God, at this very moment, at any given time, in any given space, in any given place, Father, just to come before you, Father God, and to pour our hearts out before you. Father, even when we fall short, Father, we just thank you for forgiving us. We thank you, Father, for your eternal forgiveness. We thank you, Father, and we ask that you will bind up every spirit of greed, every spirit of guilt, Father God, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of envy. Father, we ask, Father God, you will bind up the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you will remove resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness from our hearts. Father God, we ask that you will remove strife and shame and slander, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for redeeming us, Father, from murderous thoughts, from the desires of this world. Father, we thank you, Father, as we repent and ask for your forgiveness, Father God, for any false burdens, Father, that we have carried and taken on for ourselves that did not belong to us, Father. We just cast our burdens and our cares down at your feet now in Jesus' name. Father, we cast them down and we give them to you, Father God, all that we are, all that we will ever be, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for without you and apart from you, we are nothing. We can do nothing. We can have nothing. We thank you, Father, that in you we have all that we need. That in you, Father God, there is life and life more abundantly. That in you, Father, that we do not have to succumb, Father God, to self-worthiness, self-worthlessness, Father God, that we don't have to succumb to our own thoughts, that we don't have to succumb, Father God, to hopelessness and fear, Father, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, we stand on your word in 2 Timothy 1:7 that gives us the ability to receive your power and more of your glory today. So, Father, we receive your glory. We receive your power. We receive your anointing. Father, we submit and we subject our minds and our bodies and our hearts unto you right now, Father God. We submit these things before you, Father. Anything that is not submitted to you, we just give them to you now, Father, in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, Father, that has kept us, Father, from growing and maturing in you, Father, for not being able to draw close to you, Father. Father, we just ask for a new realm of intimacy, a new space of intimacy with you, that we will desire you, Father, that you will release a fresh new zeal and a fresh fire for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that even now you are removing self-centeredness, Father God, selfishness, Father God. Father God, unsubmissiveness, perfectionism, Father, in the name of Jesus, for we are not perfect, nor
do we strive to be perfect, but in you, we have been able, we are able to come into partnership with your perfection in Christ Jesus, for you are perfect, Father. So we thank you for the perfected and finished works of Christ that allows us and gives us the access, it gives us the authority, that gives us the ability, Father God, to move and to have our being in you, Father. Father, we just thank you as we bind all of Satan's evil and wicked plots. Father God, any unclean spirits, anything that may be attached to our hearts, Father God, this day, we just ask as we pray it, as we prepare to pray and to enter before your throne, Father, that we will be invited in. Father, we invoke the fire of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, to just enter into your presence and to lay at your feet tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against and we cancel every lying and tormenting spirit, Father God. Any spiritual strong men, Father, that have taken a hold in our life and become demonic strongholds, Father, that have kept us from coming into the knowledge and the knowing into the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth tonight, oh God. Father God, we just say thank you, Father, for removing, Father God, the persecutor, the accuser, Satan, which is the accuser of the brethren tonight. Father, even as he accuses us in the courts of heaven, Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you that it's the blood that heals, that restores, that renews, that revives, Father God, that reconciles us back to God, that it is because of the blood, Father God, that we could be set free from guilt and shame and condemnation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that will set us free from discouragement, Father, in Jesus' name, that will set us free from cynicalism, Father, in the name of Jesus, discontentment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you tonight, Father, that every idol of Baal, every idol that we have placed before you, whether it be social media, whether it even be marriage itself, whether it be our partners and our spouses, whether it be our children or even our jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we are praying tonight, Father, we want to pray the perfected will of Christ Jesus. We want to pray the perfection of the Holy Spirit, not just your permissive will, not just what we want, not just what we wish, not just what we desire, Father, but we pray, oh God, that you will cleanse our hearts, that you will open our hearts tonight to pray your divine will, Father, for it is your divine will that we need. It is your divine will that we desire. So, Father God, today, we say thank you that your divine desires are being made manifest in our minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you are dispelling death and you are canceling death in the name of Jesus. As we prepare to pray tonight over our spouses and future spouses and households, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the tenacity. We thank you for the passion. Father, we thank you, Father, for the endurance, Father, even though that maybe feel like they're lacking in the area of endurance or being able to persevere or feel like they need more stamina, oh God, in prayer so that they can press in and push through. Father, may they not do it in their own might and in their own strength, but it is not by my might, not by our power, but by the might and the power of the Holy Spirit tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just ask, Father, that you will help us to lean and to glean and to grow in your field, the fields that you have called us to, the fields that you have commissioned us to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for even as Ruth, Father God, was working and gleaning and growing in her field, she was found by her king. She was found in her field gleaning, Father God, for you. So Father, for those that are in their single season, for those that are gleaning and for those that are seeking your face, Father God, whether they're male and or female, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, may the men of God find the women, the helpmeets, the partners, Father God, their rib, Father, that God has called them to their lives to help them build, to help them to advance the kingdom of God. Father, I just thank you, Father, that you are now, even before you are hearing our hearts, before our petitions are even leaving our mouths, that Father, before we even ask, that you have already answered, Father. Father, for you said that if we ask, that if we seek and not, Father, if we ask that and we seek that not and not, the door shall be open. So we thank you that as as we ask, it shall be given unto us. As we seek, that we will find. As we knock, that each and every divine door of destiny, Father, will open in its divine time and its divine place, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we align our times and seasons with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to discern, oh God. Help us to discern our season, Father, in Jesus' name. For we do not want to go ahead of you, Father. We do not want to lag and lay behind you, Father. Father, we don't even want to look to the left nor to the right, but we do want to align our movements, Father. We want to align our minds. We want to align your petitions and your blueprints and the schematics that you have given us to follow. Father God, for your word says that you will order our steps, Father. So order our steps today. Illuminate the path of purpose for our lives and even for our purpose partners and our purpose mates, Father. In the name of Jesus, our help meets and our help mates, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bind the strong men, for those that are in their single season, for those that have just been waiting and toiling and tearing and travailing. Father God, may they not make marriage or even their waiting season become an idol or a place of discouragement or discontentment in this season. Father, may they find contentment in you, Father, in Jesus' name. May you continue, Father, as we ask, Father God, for your healing and your inner healing to take place and to take root, Father God, and to remain and to reign in our hearts, Father God, that even our hearts, Father God, will be activated. Father God, that we will move synchronized and syncopated in season with you, that we will be obedient, Father, when you are telling us to be still and wait and know that you are God. Father, we thank you as we stand on Psalms 46 and 10, and even for those that God has given divine instructions. Father God, may they follow your instructions to the T. Father God, may they not, Father God, mess up the plan that you have given them by adding or taking away, Father God, what you have said. May they follow it in a succinct, Lord Jesus, I have all these words in my head, in a succinct way, that Father, that they will not begin to pick apart at the plan, that they will not pick it apart, but that they will follow it in the exact manner in which you have given it to them, Father. So Father, I just thank you, Father, and I just ask that each and every one of us tonight, that you will repent, Father God, repent for every wrong desire, even the desire to become married. If you desire a thing and God has called you to another thing in this season, it's okay to desire it, but it is not okay when we place our own desires above God's destined, predestined will for us. It's not okay when we demand that God give us a thing that we may not just yet be ready to receive, that we may not be ready to walk in just yet. May we be patient. Father God, we just thank you and we ask you for patience this day, Father. Father God, I just place upon the altar tonight before your sons and your daughters, Father God, any patterns of thinking, any patterns of thinking that are contrary to what you have said and what you have revealed to your people, God. Father God, may they not rush, Father God, the process. Father God, may they continue to allow themselves to be processed, Father, that they are not idolizing the promise over the process, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us for holding on to any wrong ideas. Right now, as you pray and as we pray corporately before God, ask God to remove any wrong desires in the name of Jesus, any wrong ideas, any false and wrong behaviors in the name of Jesus, and any habits, anything that you have habitually come into agreement with that is contending with what God is calling you to or commissioning you to in this very season. God, help us, Father, to continue to align our minds and our mouths and our members in accordance to what you have said in our lives. Father God, we pray that every desire, Father God, will continue to be completely surrendered to you and the will of our Father, that nonetheless that your will be done. Father God, nonetheless that your will prevail and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the men and the women of God tonight. Father, we loose every wrong wrong thought tonight, and every evil imagination, every vain imagination that is contending with our lives, that is constricting the promise, that is keeping us from coming into the knowledge and the knowing and God's divine will for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, wherever we may be bound in our lives, Father, I loose every single spirit, every familiar spirit that has attached itself, that has caused you to come into agreement with a counterfeit in your life. We bind the familiar spirits, Father God, that people have become accustomed to, that they have become comfortable with. Father God, for even when you said, no, this is not it, not now, son, not now, daughter, this is not me, but because we wanted what we wanted so bad, Father God, that we continue to allow, Father God, our fleshly desires to come before your divine will and destiny. Father, we repent today, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you will keep us pure and holy before you. Father God, for where the enemy will come and cause us to be tempted in a way to cause temptation to rise up in our hearts, Father, in Jesus' name, we repent this day, and we completely surrender those things, and we place those things, Father God, before you. We place them on the altar to be consumed by the consuming fire, by the purifying fire, by the refining fire. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you today that whatever we have placed as an idol in our life, oh God, Father God, we place every idol on the altar tonight. Father God, we will not bow to Baal. We will not bend our knee to Baal. Father, in Jesus' name, Father God, for the iniquity of our bloodline that has given the enemy access, Father God, to hinder and to torment and to defile us, Father, every unclean spirit, every lying spirit, every tormenting spirit, every defiling spirit, every spirit that is connected, that is contracted out and taken out an assignment over our lives and over our ministries and over our marriages and over our spouses, over our children and future generations, Father God, we break every covenant, we break every contract, and we burn it by the fire of God. We loose the fire of the living God to consume and to completely, utterly annihilate and destroy anything that does not look like you, Father. Father, for there are many that are suffering this day. Their marriages are suffering because the enemy has come in and infiltrated their minds and their hearts, and he has brought division and divorce and discord and disunity. We bind up division, and we bind up disunity, and we bind up discord. Father God, we bind the spirit of offense, oh God. Lord, we bind up the spirit of offense, my God. Father God, we ask and we command. Not only do we ask, but we command and we demand that the spirit of offense and every spirit that would come, Father God, to cause destruction, that would come to devour God's plan and purpose for your life in Jesus' name, that they will be consumed by fire and by force in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for loosing and revealing these things that we need to search our hearts for, those things that we need to repent of. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, Father, when we have said, you know what? I don't want to apologize to my spouse. I don't feel like I've done anything wrong. Father God, I pray that you will loose the souls of the men of God, that you will loose the souls from the hands of Satan, where he has infiltrated and permeated their minds in the name of Jesus. Father God, may you raise your sons up in the godly, as godly priests of the home that they are called to be. Father, may they not stray from their position. May they continue to align themselves and posture themselves in faith. May they continue, Father God, to loose and desire you, Father. I just loose and ask the Lord tonight to loose a fresh fire and a fresh zeal into the heads of the households all over the world, God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father, they will not be lazy, that spiritual laziness will not take root in their hearts. Father God, that they will not be distracted in the name of Jesus by by the lust and the desires of this world, or the lust of the flesh. Father, in the name of Jesus, every python and leviathan spirit, every spirit of pride, oh God, that has come in and taken root in the minds and the hearts of the men of God, I command you now to loose the mighty men of valor tonight. I command and I demand that strongholds be shattered in the name of Jesus, that they will not be able to continue in their lives. Father God, forgive them, oh God. Forgive them, oh God, where they have allowed and allotted the enemy to lay with the enemy in their thought life and their evil thoughts and evil patterns. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, I bind up every monitoring spirit that would seek to gather and collect intel where their weaknesses are and begin to tempt the men of God in the areas of weakness, Father, in Jesus' name, so that they can open the door and steal their joy and steal their peace and not allow them, Father God, to lead the way that they are called to lead, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask that the women of God, that the spouses, Father God, that you will extend a greater measure of grace in the name of Jesus, that you will extend a greater measure of grace, that they will, even the spouses, whether it be husband for their wives or wives for their husbands, that they will turn down their plates, that they will turn down their plates and they will seek your face, Father God, that they will lay at your feet again, Father, in the name of Jesus, and they will not come up from that place until they see the manifestation of what you have said and what you have promised, until they see their households being restored, until they see reconciliation come forth in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, for we know that you are the reconciler. You are the repairer of the breach. So every breach that has been broken, God, in these marriages, in future marriages that are to come, Father, in Jesus' name, for every breach, for every breach that has been broken, Father, repair it, oh God. Father, repair it, oh God. Father, repair the breaches tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, for shattering the strongholds. We thank you for cloaking and covering us and saturating us in your blood, Father God. We thank you, Father, that those that are listening tonight, and even the spouses, whether you are a wife in waiting or you're presently married or you're in your single season, whomever your spouse may be or whoever they are in the present day, Father God, we just ask that wherever they are, that you will cover them and cloak them in your blood, and you will also cover them, Father God, in the anointing oil, Father, that the oil that breaks the yokes of bondages off of their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak to the minds of the men tonight in the name of Jesus. Loose their minds, Satan. Let them go in the name of Jesus. I loose every mind-binding spirit in the name of Jesus, every octopus spirit, every spirit that is injecting, Father God, venom in them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I reverse their poison. I reverse their effects. I reverse their stings in the name of Jesus. For every snake and serpent that has come, Father God, to separate, to constrict, Father God, and to stop, to hinder, to delay, and to detour the destiny of the men and the women of God, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask, oh God, that the Holy Spirit brood tonight, that the Holy Spirit brood over the marriage, over the house, over the household, over the children, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray that you will impart, Father God, a fresh impartation. Father God, I just pray that the men will dream and dream dreams and see visions. Father God, I just pray for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, I pray for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name, that fresh fire will fall from heaven, that the fresh wind of God will breathe and blow, and mighty winds will overtake and consume consume the powers of darkness and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, where any entity or any organization, any demonic covenants and assignments, Father God, that have aligned themselves and partnered with other demonic spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind all of the spiritual strongmen and all of the spiritual messengers and every demonic doorkeeper that stands at the door of your blessing, that is blocking the blessings of the household, that is destroying the finances of the household, that is destroying the intimacy of the marriage, in the name of Jesus, we come against all the incubus and succubus spirits and spirit spouses that would marry families, that would marry individuals that have married and had spirit marriages that have gone and wreaked havoc in the minds and the hearts and in the homes of the men and women of God, and even those that have infiltrated the families that have caused chronic singlehood, that no matter what happens, no matter who you meet, no matter what, you can never get the ring, you can never get engaged, or you can never stay married. Father, for the spirit of divorce that has come into people's lives, Father God, I shut the door, Father God, for those that are on their first and second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth marriage and contemplating divorce and contemplating leaving and contemplating, Father God, to destroy and to leave people in utter despair and hopelessness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose the strong man's plan over the minds and over the mouths of the people of God, for those that have sent forth words and curses and spoken ill words against those that they have loved. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, may a spirit of forgiveness come upon the men and the women of God. Father God, that they will not be haughty and arrogant and not be so stuck on having their own way, but they will enlist the help of the Holy Spirit to love unconditionally, to love the way the Father would cause us to love. For love truly does cover a multitude of sins. Let's read 1 Peter 4:8. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Love is what we need. Love in the name of Jesus. Loose each and every one of us into the spirit of love. Loose each and every one of us into the spirit of love, the spirit of peace, the spirit of joy, the spirit of restoration. Le canto remba mamasaya, rembanta ramba canto rimanalamansi, rendelabanso, restore, oh God. Restore, oh God. Restore us, God. Restore us and bring us back to our rightful places in you. Bring us back to our rightful positions in you. Bring us back to the heart of the Father in the name of Jesus. Bring us back to the place that you have called us, Father. Father, bring us back to the root. Bring us back even to the foundation, Father, that you have called us to. Father, some of us, Father, have gone and strayed so far from where we started. Father God, we missed some things, some very basic things that we may have missed that we needed, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. So I just ask you now, Father, that if there's anything that we missed in the foundation and intimacy of growing with you, Father God, as we are the bride of Christ, for those that are our part, that are waiting on the bridegroom, Father, in the name of Jesus, teach us how to be worthy helpmeets. Teach us, Father God, how to posture our hearts before you. Teach us, God, how to wait and how to prepare and ready our oil for you. Teach us, Father, how to pray. Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for the work and your will being made manifest in our lives. Father, we thank you that you are restoring us and renewing us and reviving us again. Father God, I thank you that revival is coming forth, that revival is coming into the hearts of man right now, right here and today, that revival is infiltrating the regions in which we live, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will kindle the fire that even as we are placing our bodies and minds and souls and spirits and putting them before you, Father God, that whatever is not of you, not from you, not for you, doesn't look like you, Father. Father, that you will consume it tonight, that you will consume and loose your refining and purifying fire, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to look like you. We want to walk like you. We want to breathe like you. We want to act like you. Father God, we want to be like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. May our light shine, Father God, in our homes. May the women of God temper their homes, that even when the home, the temperature of the home is out of sync, Father. Father, may we get on our faces and pray. Father God, may we not get in our own flesh, and may we not, Father God, go against the word that you have called and given us to carry out and to complete. Father God, may we continue in obedience, oh God, for obedience is even better than sacrifice, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray tonight that you will loose and encamp your angels tonight. All of the angels that are assigned to our mandates, the angels that are assigned to our marriages, the angels that are assigned to our future marriages, the angels that are assigned to our households and our finances, and the divine destiny that you have given us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, may they encamp us. May the ministering angels work alongside of us, work with us. May the angels that have charge over thee this day go forth and go ahead of us to contend with those things and those situations and those matters that are concerning our lives, that are concerning our spouses, for our fight is not with flesh and blood, but our fight is in the spirit. Our fight is not with flesh and blood. We thank you, Father, that by the spirit we are able to consume, we are able to dispossess, we are able to dethrone all powers of the enemy and every entity of the enemy that has taken root any place in our lives that is trying to stop us and keep us from coming into the divine blessings and breakthrough that God has divinely given us to day, Father. Father, we contend with all messengers of Satan that are holding our destiny in their hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we command every witch and every wizard and every warlock that is holding back our marriages, that is holding our wombs in their hand, that is taking the resources and the riches and the rewards of heaven that God has released and poured out to us, that has been snatched and taken and stolen and hidden from us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, unveil, oh God, those things that we cannot see. Father God, those things that we have yet to hear. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, reveal, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit's power, anything that we need to know, that we must pray, that we must fast, that we must wait, that we must go forth in the things you have called, that you have said, Father, the things that we have missed. Father God, for even when we miss, oh God, you never miss, God. We thank you for the target, Father God, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, that as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, that all of these things will be added unto us, oh God. So Father, wait, may we not stand in the way of what we believe we need, what we think we know, Father God, that we will submit and subject, Father God, our whole hearts and our whole minds, Father God, for your will, for what we need, Father God, for you said that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, oh God. So Father, we will not lack anything. We will not, you said you would never withhold any good thing from us. So for those that are wives in waiting, for those of you that are in your single season, and you are waiting and waiting and waiting, and you say, God, where are you? God, I cannot see you. If you just seek ye first the face of the Father, if you just lay at his feet, if you just give him your time, please don't let the marriage or the idea of marriage become an idol in your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, may we not pray vainless prayers, vanity prayers, soulless prayers. May we continue to always walk in the Spirit, by the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, that only your divine destiny and your will we walk out, will we come into agreement with. Father God, we pray that you will not, that you will show us and help us, Father God, to find sweet sleep and sweet rest, Father, that people won't toss to and fro about the worries and the cares of their lives and their spouses, even when they are out of order with you, God. Father, we call them back into order with you. We call them back into alignment with you. Father God, we pray, oh God, Father, recalibrate us, recalibrate our movements, recalibrate our steps, recalibrate us, Father, that as we recalibrate and as you recalibrate us, that we reset and we realign ourselves, that we can walk hand in hand with you. Father God, show us our accountability partners in this season, those that will hold our feet to the fire when we begin to stray, when we begin to murmur, when we begin to moan, when we begin to groan, when we begin to complain that what we want, we don't have yet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that we will steward what we have in the name of Jesus, that we will not despise our small beginnings, that we will not despise those things that we have yet to get, those things that we have yet to see, those things that we have yet to receive, but by faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So Father, let us not rely, oh God, on our natural sight and lose hope in the weight, lose hope in our spouses, and begin to speak word curses against them, that they will never change, that they will never be the mighty men and women that you have called them to be, God. Father God, let us speak life, for your word says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you shall eat the fruit thereof. Father God, let us, no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter what people have said, no matter what we've seen in our family, no matter what we've seen in our generations past, that today, oh God, that we will arise in our authority. We will arise as the remnant that you have raised us up to be. Father God, that we will see a new trajectory, that we will open up new portals, that we will create new godly altars as we burn down the demonic altars, the altars that have been erected through familiar spirits, through our bloodlines, and through the iniquity of our bloodlines. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let's repent. Each and every one of us say, I repent, oh God. I repent on behalf of my family. I repent on behalf of my forefathers. I repent for the things that they were told to do, that they were commissioned to do, that they were called to do, and they failed because they were not willing to subject and to submit and to surrender. Father God, I stand in the gap today as an intercessor, as a mediator, partnering with the Holy Spirit, partnering with the chief apostle, partnering with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, as you are seated at the right hand of the Father, we thank you that you are making petitions before God right now, that you are making petitions for your sons and your daughters, that you are loosing the angels that are called to minister to the men of God, the angels that are called to minister to the women of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the word that is going forth. I thank you for the will that is taking place today. I thank you, Father, for your divine will being made manifest in our lives today. And I give you honor, God. I give you glory, God. For you are worthy of it all, God. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, have fervent and unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. Father, may we move in love. That even when we're persecuted, even when we're mocked, even when we're made fun of, even when it looks like no one's listening and no one's hearing and no one is acknowledging us and no one is and everyone is speaking against us and persecuting your name and persecuting us, Father, may we always continue to move in love. Father, may we just continue to move in your love. Help us and fill us with more of your love, Father, more of your love for your people, more of your love for your sons, more of your love for your daughters, that even when people are being unlovable, even when your spouse or your husband or your wife is being unlovable, that the Father will continue to impart his love and his grace and his mercy. That the mercy that he gives you, the forgiveness that he's forgiven you with, that you will then extend and you will take hold of that same forgiveness, of that same grace, of that same mercy, that even though you may not be able to do it in your own flesh, in your own mind, in your own strength, but Father, teach us to love, show us to love, help us to love. Father, remove any hurts. Father God, remove any turmoil. Father, remove any pain. Father God, remove any traumas. Father God, remove anything, Father, that does not look like you, Lord. Remove it, Lord. Remove all the anguish, Father. Remove all of the betrayal, God. Remove the disappointment, oh God. And help us to love our spouses and future spouses the way that you love, God. The way that you called us to love, God. Father God, whatever has been deeply rooted in our souls, through traumas and triggers and pain and things that we've experienced in our past. Father God, we just ask that you will remove any remembrance, any memories, Father, any bodily memories from relationships past, from any soul ties, from any physical, sexual ties that have kept us connected and tied to relationships past, to people we've been with in the past. Father God, I ask, Father, that you will bind and break and burn every altar that is attached in our bodies to soul ties and people that we've ungodly connected with, that we've yet to disconnect from, Father, to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the man and or the woman of God that you have for your daughters and for your sons. Father God, unite them in you. Father God, we pray that the three-strand cord that can never be broken, oh God, that you will remain in the midst of their hearts, that they will have a desire to seek you and follow you, Father, in Jesus' name. That, Father, they will not allow their soulish desires, Father God, to take precedence and priority in their minds, oh God. That nonetheless, that they will follow you. They will follow your way. They will follow your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will bring peace to the homes of those that are bickering, of those that are fighting, of those that are angry in their marriages and in their homes, those that are going home to toil and argumentative and things like that. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring forth peace, peace, Father, peace, peace, peace and more peace, oh God, peace and more peace, oh God, peace and more peace. Father, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that the peace that precedes us. We thank you, Father, for the peace. Thank you, Lord, for the peace. For peace is invaluable, God. It is invaluable. It is invaluable to us, God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that as we continue to pray for marriages tonight, Father God, that you will impart your word in our hearts for how we are to govern ourselves in accordance to your word, how we're to govern ourselves in marriage, how we're to govern ourselves in wives in waiting, how we're to govern ourselves as husbands in waiting. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, it says in chapter 18, I believe I'm reading out of the Amplified Version, it says, wives, be subject to your husbands out of respect for their position as protector and their accountability to God, as is proper and fitting in the Lord. Verse 19, husbands, love your wives with an affectionate, sympathetic, selfless love that always seeks the best for them, and do not be embittered or resentful toward them because of the responsibilities of marriage. Men and women of God, there's a responsibility. There is a responsibility as wives. There's a responsibility as husbands to properly steward and to govern and to guide the gift that God has given. And even for those that are waiting on the gift to manifest in their lives, there is a great commission. There is a great responsibility. And the word cannot manifest itself if you do not allow it to take root in your heart, and not just take root, but begin to exude from your members and from your mind. You must subject and submit your mind to the word, that regardless of what's happening, regardless of what you feel, regardless of what you see, that it is God's divine desire in order for husbands to be accountable to him, to be accountable to God. So husbands, be accountable. Find someone that you could be accountable to, that can hold you accountable to your actions, and that can call you forth and bring you to the carpet of repentance, that say, brother, this is not correct. Brother, align yourself with the word. Brother, let me pray with you. Brother, let me turn down my plate with you. I implore the men of God, if you know a man, whether he's married or unmarried, or even if you're someone waiting to become married, you know someone who is married. And so not just will you pray for your own marriage, but pray for the marriages of those all over the world. My sister and I, early in this week, as we were praying for marriages and all over the world, we were coming together in prayer and praying. We do this every week. And as we're praying, we began to see a lot of warfare in these marriages. So many things. And it was, most of the attacks were on the heads, the men of the homes, the heads of the household. Because once you get the head, once you get the strong man, then everything underneath it you got. So the enemy is after your children. The enemy is after your wives, and even those that are waiting to find their wives. And so if the enemy can arrest, and if he can deceive the head, if he can break down the heads of household, then he has everything else beneath it. And this is one of the visions that we saw. And as we were beginning to pray and war and partner in the spirit and pray for marriages of people that we don't even know, even ourselves and our families and those that are in preparation for marriage, as we begin to see this massive, it was a massive plan of destruction and deception that the enemy had, that he was bringing forth into the lives of the men and the women, and for those to not get married and to keep them from being married and to keep them from staying married. And so waiting till you get married to pray and fast is no bueno. You should be praying now, not only for yourself, but for others. Making sure that in your prayers that you are not praying prayers that are idolizing marriage, that are putting the promise of marriage before the promises of God for your life and for what he desires for your life. There is so much more than just getting married. I'm telling you now, the work has just begun. You think you're working now, you ain't seen nothing. You have not seen the warfare that comes from the enemy to destroy and to break down kingdom marriages because of the unity, and because of how much God needs them and how much God loves them, and how much the union of marriage mimics and mirrors our relationship with Christ. And so this is under huge attack, from the enemy. So he is gung-ho about breaking down and keeping people from being found, and keeping people and getting people to connect with counterfeits, or getting people to be in the wrong place in the wrong time with the wrong person. Please, people of God, please. I know you know someone. You have a parent, you have a friend, a sister, a cousin, a brother, or maybe someone at your church. Please, over the next however many more days we have, we're in our second week. We're in our second week. So I believe this is day 11 or 12. I believe this is day 11 or 12 of our 21 days. But nonetheless, this is the time to pray and to war, to contend with the enemy for the curses, for the generational curses, and all of the familiar spirits and all of the evil patterns that he is placing before people to keep them from getting married and keep them from staying married. This is a huge attack on the body of Christ, a huge attack. It's funny how people in the world can stay together, but people in the body of Christ are struggling. People in the body of Christ are struggling. I was at an event about a week ago, and I had several women come up to me in tears. Please pray for my marriage. Please pray for my husband. And the main complaint was, I want my husband to come to Christ. I want my husband to grow closer to Christ. I want my husband to mature in Christ. I'm seeking God. I'm chasing after God. I'm searching for God. I'm trying and I'm having trouble because my husband is not leading. My husband does not understand. My husband does not understand my spiritual walk. My husband does not support my walk with God. My husband is fighting my relationship with the Lord right now. It's causing division in my home. My husband doesn't want to go to church. My husband doesn't want to pray with me. I mean, it is a constant thing that I am hearing over and over and over and over again, so much to the point where it is heavily grieving me, to where the Lord has asked me, and I said yes before I could even think about it, to partner with him to contend for the marriages of the kingdom. To contend for the marriages of the kingdom. This is serious business. Serious business. And the Lord wants to bring the men of God back. The Lord wants to restore them. The Lord wants to reconcile them. The Lord wants them to bring the men of God, the fathers, back into the homes. He wants to bring, he wants to raise up the men to be the priests of the home that they're called to be, that the burden will no longer be just on the women to pray, that the men will begin to war and go forth in spiritual warfare and to fast and pray and to push the powers of darkness back from their households and not leave their wives open and their children open and not be able to infiltrate and bring forth adultery and fornication and allow pornography and masturbation and all of these things to separate people from the men and the women of God and to separate them from him. So the Lord is calling the heads of the households back to him, the men of our lives, your fathers, even your fathers. He is calling them back. He wants to restore them. He wants to reconcile them. He wants to raise up the remnant of men, the mighty men of valor. But we have to speak the truth of God by faith. We got to stop putting curses on these men this and these men ain't that and they ain't gonna never and all men are the same and I'm tired of these men and all of this. We have to speak life. We have to speak what we want to see in our lives and in our futures. And I pray that that is you and even the men that are watching, even the men that they're praying for godly wives, that they're not being stumbled up into the lust of the eye and partnering with the Delilahs and the Jezebels and those that are not even called to God, that don't even want to serve God, that have no wish or will or desire, and they're marrying women that they're unequally yoked with because they look good and they feel good and they're being deceived by counterfeits. And so there are men of God that are falling over and over and over for these Jezebelic women and this Jezebelic witchcraft that is deceiving them, and men and women that are pretending and masquerading to be men and women of God, but they're just angels of light in disguise. They're just wolves in sheep's clothing. They're goats in the midst of sheep. And so we must pray for a greater sense and level of discernment as we pray so we won't be deceived by the counterfeits and our desperate desire to be chosen and our desperate desire for a man to find a wife and our death, because we're tired of waiting and we're tired of warring and we're tired. And so we have positioned ourselves to receive the next person that gives or shows us some attention in any little shape, fashion, or form, and allowed ourselves to get entangled with ungodly spirits and unclean spirits and familiar spirits and counterfeits that look like the real thing, but it's something that you saw in your father. It's a familiar spirit that you saw in maybe your father that you're now drawn to in this counterfeit, because that's what the enemy wants you to be drawn to. It's an unhealed trauma. It's an unhealed wound. It's a daddy wound that a lot of us women have had, because we're looking for bits and pieces of our fathers. And if we could be honest, they are even come from broken places and broken homes. But those familiar spirits will watch and monitor and assign and align themselves with men that are searching and seeking. And you'll think that this is something comfortable and something that you're familiar with, because you've seen this before. This seems like this is safe, when really it's a trick of the enemy. Bind up those familiar spirits and begin to allow yourself to be cleansed and healed and made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restore the minds of the men, O God, tonight. Restore the minds, O God. Restore them, O God. Restore them, Jesus. Lord, please, we thank you. Father, we thank you for the prayer that we prayed tonight. We thank you, Father, for your will going forth. We thank you, Father, for the marriages that will come this year. We thank you, Father, for the kingdom marriage. And we thank you, Father, for the marriages that are suffering in silence. We thank you, Father, for those that are struggling, because we know that you're going to answer their prayers. We know that those that are suffering and struggling, that, Father, as they seek your face and as they lay their burdens at your feet, that, Father, you will give them beauty for ashes, and you will collect the tears that they have cried at night. For those of you that are crying at night, the Lord sees you. The Lord sees your tears. The Lord will find recompense in you. The Lord will restore you. The Lord will bring forth the man and or the woman in the right time and in the right season. Allow him to continue to work on you. Allow him to continue to heal those daddy wounds and those wounds, but those mother wounds in men that are looking for their mothers or another version of their mother or something that they've lacked. Lord, continue to heal the souls of the men and the women before they connect in marriage, before truly allow them and teach them and walk them through true deliverance. And not only deliverance, but help them to keep and maintain their deliverance. Help them, God, to keep and maintain it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory tonight, Father. We give you the praise tonight, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. I will see you guys on Thursday. Make sure you bring your communion with you as I go forth and we continue our prayers and our teaching on kingdom marriage for those that are single and waiting, wives in waiting, those that are presently married that need some encouragement and some words from the Lord corporately. to bring forth restoration, reconciliation, or renewal of some sort. Glory be to God. Yes, 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 yes. May God raise up the men and renew and restore these marriages in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Till we see each other again, I'll see you Thursday. God bless you and good night. Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.